Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria up to 24 degrees tomorrow. Polokwane 21, Mbombela 23. In Gauteng, the Provincial Portfolio Committee on Community Safety has warned the public to be careful when dating strangers from social media. This follows the killing of Olorato Mongale in Lombardy West, who is thought to have been on a date with someone she met online. And there's also an alarming trend picking up in the Joburg CBD. Cliff Shiko reports.
On Thursday, the committee conducted an oversight visit to the GP police station in Johannesburg. The committee's chairperson, Bandile Masu, who says they received alarming reports of kidnappings and robberies in the Maboneng precinct and called on the public to be vigilant. According to the police, there is a crime trend in which victims from across Gauteng are led to Maboneng through dating apps only to be kidnapped, robbed or assaulted. Recently, a gang was arrested there for targeting members of the LGBTQIA+ community. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
And as South Africans observe Child Protection Week, the role of mothers in the harm of children has been highlighted by the conviction and life sentence against missing Jocelyn Smith's mother in the Western Cape this week. Now, here in Gauteng, police have discovered the body of a 2-year-old Kutlwalo Shalaba, who was allegedly sold by his mother. Masichaba Sefularo has more.
A child's body, which is believed to be that of little Kutlwano Shalaba, was discovered in a shallow grave in Bekkersdal, west of Johannesburg, more than 6 months after his mother reported him missing. A 50-year-old man has been arrested and will join Kutlwano's mother, Ginewe Shalaba, in the dock. Here's the Gauteng police spokesperson, Dintswalo Sibeko.
During preliminary investigations, he led the police to a shallow grave at Waterpen Road near R28, the mother and the Sangoma will appear before the Van der Bijl Magistrate Court on Monday, 2nd June 2025.
DNA tests will be done to determine the identity of the body that was found. Masichaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News.
And finally, a lot of scams and fake news appeared on our radar today. First up is the fake news that the country is facing an 8-hour power outage or imminent load shedding due to winter-related challenges. Eskom has vehemently denied these social media reports.
There's no 8 or 14-hour outage planned. Load shedding remains suspended and the grid remains stable.
That was Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mokwena. And the next scam involves fake letters and calls from pretend police officers. So circulating via WhatsApp, these messages use real officers' names and logos to demand payments for false criminal cases. Police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk says the police will under no circumstances contact anyone via WhatsApp or video calls as a way to communicate. So if you get messages that you have to pay because of transgressions, report it. One of the things that's not fake, though, is Elon Musk stepping out of his position in the U.S. government. A press conference to mark the moment will be held a bit later tonight in South African time. In the meantime, head to jacarandfm.com to see what you can expect. I'm Adeline Frischer. Have a good evening.
The Jacaranda FM Party Night till midnight tonight.
Meet me at the hotel room. Meet me at the hotel room.